Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you, dirty, filthy, without moral integrity, without conscience, unless there's a backlash, violent, lying, slandering. Politics is all that and much more. Whether it be on or from the right or on or from the left, we the people must recognize the lengths these career politicians will go to have their way, to win an election, to keep power. You know, Bernie Sanders was talked horribly about from his own DNC. Hillary and her millions emailed, her minions, I should say, her minions emailed and plotted to steal the election from Bernie, and they did it. He's doing much better now than expected, perhaps because Hillary was just not all that well liked. Nothing ever came of their vile words laced with hate and racism. But Bernie is doing okay. He's been well taken care of and he's still alive, right? We listened to the I'm Nasty Women speech, and frankly, I did find them all nasty and without moral consideration of the young women, the daughters among them in the crowd. We heard and we witnessed the lies. Fake news, in reality, are just lies. Let's be truthful and call it for what it truly is. We heard them blame President Donald Trump, claiming that his hate speech caused the violence and the rioting. And then we see them actually pay for rioters against the president during his inauguration and more since that time. The college campuses are running wild with violence and protesting against free speech. Free speech is not rock throwing, burning, looting, turning over cars, hitting people with objects or fists. And the latest storm is Kathy Griffin, the female comedian, with a picture holding up a severed head, bloodied, to be the current president of the United States. Do you remember when, they're not mentioning this, but George Lopez did this in a drawing? It wasn't an actual fake head, it was a picture. Whether hanging a person in effigy or displaying a severed head, this is neither art nor is it free speech. It is in extremely poor taste and promotes violence. Those who claim they want to blow up the White House, kill the president, cut off his head, etc., should not be taken lightly, and believe me, I'm the mom. They should be punished for their behavior. It is not free speech. It is wrongful, violent behavior. Fines, jail time, community service, those are the things that they should have to take for their bad deeds. This behavior was also enacted against President George W. Bush. I don't remember the severed head or the hanging or anything with President Barack Obama, but I do remember the outrage over Rodeo Clown, which the clown actually used every sitting president in his act. But he was fired over what he did with the Rodeo Clown with President Barack Obama. Either way, my memory could be foggy, but regardless, the behavior is wrong on either side, and should not be acceptable. And this is quite timely today, I think, as we are beginning the show. I have often encouraged you, my listeners, to stand up, to get involved locally in your politics. Perhaps you need to run for the school board, the commissioner, your alderman, a state rep, or a senator. But golly gee, who wants to get involved in such dirty matters? How can we possibly trust politics today? We certainly don't want to hang out with the nasty people, do we? When I was in Nebraska with the Range Rights and Resource Symposium, One of the speakers gave a little talk on trusting in God and in our Constitution. We cannot put our trust in man, and certainly we cannot put our trust in politics. This gentleman, family man, went through H. I don't like to cuss. He went through H as he was attacked with lies. And remember what I said yesterday. We're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. But now we hire outside prosecutors to search for a crime, find a crime. President Trump has been guilty of something without evidence or a crime. My guest here fought a hard battle. These things are just, they aren't just the pain of the one person going through it, but the entire family endured great emotional suffering and more. And we do grow from these trials. And that's what he was sharing when I was in Nebraska. My guest probably won't concentrate on just what this is this morning as we visit, not just that, but how do we endure such trials? We turn to God. And how do we fight injustice in our communities, our counties, our cities, our states, our nation? We turn to God and to the wisdom of our U.S. Constitution, that contract we hold over the elected officials. This nation needs to turn back to God. Cleaning the swamp isn't just Democrat creatures. There are many from both sides of the political aisle that will do anything to keep their power and boost their careers, as well as these comedians that are out there being vulgar and doing strange things. My guest today is John Swallow. He was a Republican politician and former Attorney General of Utah. He also served as Chief Deputy Attorney General overseeing civil litigation. John, it's good to have you with CSC Talk Radio. I'm glad to have you on the air. How are you doing today?
Beth Ann, I'm doing wonderful. And that preamble was amazing. I got to say, I agree with what you've said, and I'm looking forward to being on your show today. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, my listeners don't know the story about you, I'm sure, unless some of them are from Utah. And, you know, as we watched what Kathy Griffin had done, and, of course, she's apologizing, and she made sure she did her apology without any of her makeup on, so she looked more sincere. And, you know, I know that trick. But, you know, she got caught. She thought it was going to be accepted, and it wasn't. She got attention, which is what she wanted. But we have seen so much dirt, so much crime. I mean, the lying and whatever happened to slander? You're an attorney. Whatever happened to slander? When you slander somebody, you get in trouble. Hanging someone in effigy, that was wrong. That was actually, you know, a threat upon their life. And here we see these comedians or these politicians that are saying strange things like, I'd like to blow up the White House. Yes, I've thought about doing that, and, you know, holding up a severed head of the president, and that they claim he's the one that's violent. But the violence seems to be all over, John, and it seems to be, it's not just on one side or the other of the aisle. I see these lies and the slander and the innuendos and things just being thrown out there. And they're not doing business. They're just throwing stuff out there at one another.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, and you know, what's nice to see about that is that there is outrage still in America. And I love it when people get outraged, when conservatives, when family people, people who love God and the country and freedom, when they don't just sit there and take it and just ignore it and turn the page. But they get involved and they get outraged. And that's what's missing in America is outrage. And it's nice to see that it's still there.
You know, we talked about an anger. We're going into a break. But I have a listener that listens on occasion. She's actually moved from where she was to another state. And so she's having to listen online when she can. But she said, we need to get angry, but we need to make it a righteous anger. And the American people, they're afraid they're going to hurt somebody's feelings. And we need to put that stuff aside. And we need to realize we have to take a stand for what's right. We're going into a break. I want you to hold off on your calls just a little bit as John tells his story. Write the number down, but hold off. 877-895-5410. And John and Beth Ann will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. John, you were a victim of some of this dirty politics, and if you could just briefly let my listeners know exactly what you went through. And I know that's going to be, briefly was the wrong word probably, but if you can just pull a synopsis together. And I know that in the trials that I've been through, John, and I've had a few ups and downs in my, right now I'm going through a pretty heavy trial now I shared with you. There's only one way to get through it. We cannot rely on ourselves. We have to rely on God. And I know that you always have done that, but oh, how we have to do that even more during that trial. And I wanted you to kind of share a little bit with my listeners, if you would.
Sure. Let me be just really brief and simple, right to the point. I was the elected attorney general the same year that Barack Obama won re-election and defeated Mitt Romney. I was elected as the 20th attorney general for the state of Utah, from Utah. Being a Republican is a big deal, and I was a Republican nominee and won the election by a landslide. Before then, I had had the opportunity to serve as, like you said, the chief deputy civil attorney general, and had been very involved in important matters like the 24-state challenge to Obamacare, and it was my privilege to sit on the front row at the Supreme Court for 3 days and help my colleagues and future colleagues kind of through that whole mm-hmm. process. It was a wonderful experience. Even though we lost, a lot of good things were done for the Commerce Clause and strengthening the Commerce Clause. Before I was chief deputy, I was a member of the Utah legislature, so I wasn't a novice to politics and served 3 terms and was recognized as a tax cutter. About a month after I won the election in 2012, I was sworn into office on January 7th. 5 days later, the sky fell in on me, and allegations were raised by a person I had known as I had campaigned and raised funds for other people who made allegations that I had tried to do, to bribe a U.S. senator, which was crazy. It was a person from the other party, Harry Reid. I didn't even know Harry Reid. But the press took off on that, and politicians jumped on that, and it was front-page story after front-page story for months. Finally, the legislature caved in and started an investigation. They spent $3 million they appropriated to hire a New York Democrat to come in and run a neutral investigation. And I believe all they were trying to do was get information enough to try to impeach me and to create enough information out there that they could then prosecute me for crimes. And it was incredible. They were not investigating anything in particular, but they put up a web page asking anybody in the state of Utah if they had any information that would lead them to something I had done wrong in my life. Can you believe that? The Republican legislature in the state of Utah advertised publicly seeking information that they could then investigate about me. It wasn't anything that they thought I'd done wrong necessarily, but they just wanted to have all the information on the table. And they just came after me, and it was the best thing I could do is describe it as a witch hunt. So after about 11 months of this, it was having such an impact on my office, as you can, a constant distraction, front page story after front page story. The Department of Justice came in and investigated me and declined to press charges, so they cleared me. The Department of Justice cleared me, but the FBI wouldn't let go. They went shopping the case to the local Democratic DA and another DA here in Utah who I understand now regrets that he even got involved with Republicans so they could make it look like it was bipartisan. And I decided that I needed to step away from the office and protect the office and clear my name and step down. And so in December of 2013, after just 11 months in office, I stepped down to clear my name. And lo and behold, the person who I've since learned from witnesses who were involved with him orchestrated this mess, stepped into my seat. I defeated him in the primary by a 2/3 to 1/3 margin, stepped into my seat, and he's currently the Attorney General. And I know that I'm going to be probably in trouble for saying that, but that's the information that I possess at this point in time. Thanks. Now, just a few months ago, after going through a 2.5-year process of being investigated and charged with felony crimes, a jury of my peers in Salt Lake County, the most liberal county in the state of Utah, unanimously acquitted me on every single allegation that had been raised against me, and I got my life back. And I'm just so grateful to God and to the Constitution that this part of my life is over, that I'm now a free man in my early 50s with all that experience, the experience of having gone through something like this, and I can move on with my life, with my family, and make a career out of my life and just enjoy this free country of America. And in a nutshell, that's my story.
And that's quite a nutshell. You know, it's disturbing because it is so filthy and so dirty out there in the politics. And the one that ended up is now Attorney General. Is he Democrat or Republican?
He's Republican.
That's what I thought. Okay, I thought I understood that right last weekend or the week before when I was up there in Nebraska. That's what I said in my monologue. It doesn't matter if it's the right or the left. They're just dirty. And they'll do anything to get what they want. And it's just amazing to me. They must not have had mothers.
Well, no, actually, you know, I think it's about ambition. I believe that it's about power and it's about ambition. And I've come to learn that politicians, as good as they are in their hearts, they care about what the public thinks. And it's very hard. And I don't blame the legislature for what they did to me, but when they hired a Democratic operative who defended Bill Clinton in the Senate trial of his impeachment trial, when he was on trial in the Senate, when they hired that person, Stephen Reich from New York, to come back to Utah and run an independent investigation on the Republican Attorney General, I knew I was in for a fight. And I didn't have any resources. They didn't allow me to use any state resources to defend against a $3 million investigation led by this dyed-in-the-wool Democrat operative named Stephen Reich, who had just left the Department of Justice, where he had just defended Eric Holder on Fast and Furious. Okay, and he came in with millions of dollars, and I had a salary of $100,000 a year and a family budget to deal with, and I hung on as long as I could. But they knew I didn't have the resources to defend myself, and so I lasted as long as I could, and then I hunkered down and prepared to defend myself on the criminal charges, and we were exonerated, and I'm a grateful man because of that. But that's the kind of power that people have, and that's the problem. The problem with politicians is they listen to the papers, and people believe everything, and they assume everything that they've read is true. And I got to tell you this, I will never again believe any report that comes from a special committee or a special investigation, because I read the report that they wrote on me, and it's categorically false. And in fact, there was no evidence at trial that was given at trial that supported the bald allegations, the false allegations that that committee put in that report that was led by Mr. Reich of New York. Not one thing that they said I had done was even mentioned or brought up in evidence at trial. That's how crazy it was. But I had to defend it, and I had to step down so I could defend it. And they overturned a general election of the people of Utah by taking these types of measures against an incumbent attorney general. Can you believe that?
Yeah, and, you know, that's exactly what they're trying to do with the president right now. Mm-hmm. They've hired this prosecutor, Mueller, to chase after a crime. They're not identifying the crime. They just know there's got to be something out there. Well, there's not a one of us that hasn't done something out there at some point in time that they couldn't make it look like a crime. I mean, that's absurd. And, you know, I said yesterday on the air, whatever happened to being innocent until proven guilty? We're no longer that way in this nation. We always assume maybe we got too much in the papers or too much on the radio or too much on the TV, but we always assume the guy is guilty. And then they have to prove their innocence, and that's not the way it's supposed to be.
We grew up in a generation that believed that people had integrity and what they said was likely true. And so we grew up believing what we hear. And unfortunately, you cannot do that any longer. You can't believe what you hear, and I just don't believe it. I hear all these things about Donald Trump, and I just don't believe them. I dismiss them out of hand. I say, unless I hear from Donald Trump, I don't believe it's true. And so I think they are after him. It's obvious they're after him. And the same types of spin that they put on things associated with me and my life and my family, I credit the same type of spin with what they're saying about Donald Trump. And so I just dismiss it categorically and say, let's look at who he appoints. Let's look at what he does. Let's look at how the nation's doing. And let's base our judgment of Donald Trump on what he does, not on what people say he said or what,
you know, and I really don't blame him for not wanting to have press conferences right now, because they haven't treated him fairly at all. And you know, they treated Obama pretty good. They loved him, but they didn't treat any president that I know of. The American people are always upset with the press because they throw their own opinions in there and they slant it to however they want it to be. We're going into another break. I'm going to open up the phone lines, trusting in God and in our Constitution as we take a stand in this nation. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. I'm visiting today with John Swallow and John and Beth. We'll be right back.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with John Swallow, a new friend that I met when I went to Nebraska, and I'm very thankful for that. John, we have a caller. We have Ray from Illinois. Ray, how are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine, Beth Ann.
What's on
and
your mind,
John,
sir?
We're in a spiritual war. That's what it is. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. We are in a spiritual war.
I do not disagree.
100% agree with you.
I do not disagree. I think he's exactly right.
Ma'am, there's something that happened to me, and I'll just do a quick one. I had something happen to me in the courts, and they had me coming in every other week for this court date. And I lost three jobs over it. Well, a year later, they found out nothing was true, and they let me go and dropped the charges.
You know, I appreciate that. Can I speak to that for a minute?
Absolutely.
I took two or three or four takeaways from my experience, and one of them was that you have to have faith in God and trust in God and His plan for you, and I believe He has a plan for every single one of us. But the other thing I learned was you've got to live a good life. If they turned me upside down, inside and out, for 4 years, I had the most well-financed investigative team on the planet, the FBI, looking into me and my conduct for 4 years. When we went to trial, and they really didn't have anything bad to say about me, it was a testament to the type of life that my family and I have tried to live. And as I've gone across, you know, the state of Utah, and as I've met with people across the country, and I've talked to people about the situation I was in, I don't feel sorry for myself at all. But what I've come to learn is that many Americans, if not most Americans, have gone through a similar experience in their life where they've been abused by the court system, where they've had a tragedy in their family, and it's forced them to go deep to their spiritual roots because, like the caller said, this is a spiritual crisis. And I've got to say that my family and I were sustained, and I stand as a witness to the power of God because he sustained us through this trial. And in the 4 years we've been through this mess, we are better people in a better position in almost every way I can imagine than we were before this happened to us. Yeah. God saved us.
Yeah. Right.
One of the other things is I think some of these people in the court system, say a prosecutor or whatever, they're just trying to make a name for themselves.
I think that there should be more culpability, more responsibility to prosecutors when it is found that they've engaged in malicious prosecution, when they've weaponized politics, or they've weaponized prosecution to go after people negligently and recklessly. Please. And I believe one of the things I'm going to get involved in my life as a former attorney general is to look hard at the over-criminalization of politics and other things in our country, and to fight for criminal justice reform, because it needs to happen. And family, I was fortunate. I was acquitted. But how many innocent men and women in this country are not acquitted because on some technicality, or they don't have resources to defend themselves like I had to defend myself? How many people are put through this to have charges just dropped? Like, for example, my predecessor AG, Mark Shurtleff, he went through the same process I went through. The Democratic DA and his compatriot Republican DA in a smaller county, they charged us both with multiple felonies just before an election back in 2014. With Mr. Shurtleff, they dismissed the charges on their own against him 2 years into the battle, and now he may not be entitled to his attorney's fees because the state dismissed the charges, but he spent $1 million defending himself. Where's the responsibility of the state when something like that happens to an innocent man or a woman?
You know, and they get away with it. They get away with it. Somebody has money.
Well, then you have public defenders, and actually, I think that's a conflict of interest with a public defender, because they are paid by the state.
Well, the money's got to come from someone. I'm not saying to defend or talk against your point. There are a lot of great, capable public defenders out there, but the system is not calculated, in my view, enough to give criminal defendants a fair break. And I saw that. I had an interesting perspective. I was the top prosecutor in the state, and then my world turned upside down, and I saw it all from the other side. And I got to tell you, having experienced it on the other side, I have a lot of lessons I learned about the inequality of prosecution for defendants in this country. And we've got to fix that.
You know, I went through something here about 6 years ago, and, you know, it never went to trial. They ended up signing off, but they did exactly what they wanted. They set me back financially, and that's what they wanted. And I've been struggling ever since, because it put me back in a financial state as well as some other ways. And it's, you know, they just got away with it. And then they just signed off. I mean, it was lies. It was innuendos. It was all kinds of things that, and you know, I know that goes on across this nation daily. You know, somebody's mad at somebody, so they're going to get even with them one way or another. And you know, you just have to endure the trial. You have to endure the storm. I appreciate your call, Ray. Thank you so much.
A good fight.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much.
You know, it is a matter of our faith, and that has been demeaned in this nation in a great way in the last several decades. I know we had George W. Bush. I wasn't all about some of the things that he did with the faith-based initiative, you know, where you could invest in that. I don't feel like that's scripturally correct, yet I understand he was trying to do a good thing. But, you know, we have, you know, when you have the Democrat Party, and they didn't this year. They didn't this last election. But the election prior to, they booed God. You know, in their convention, it's like, seriously, how blatant can we be as a people? And I had a special Memorial Day show, John, Monday, and talked about the lives that we lost in the Vietnam War, Civil War, the Vietnam War, and World War II. I didn't intend to, but I did kind of rush it and skipped over World War I. But all those wars together, the losses of our soldiers, of our people, don't even come close to the loss of the lives, the innocent lives taken through abortion. It is now at almost 60 million children.
It is terrible. It's a terrible thing. It's one of the blackest marks, in my view, on our whole society is what we've allowed to happen with respect to optional abortions in this country. And, you know, when I ran for Congress in 2002 and narrowly lost to the Democrat, that person I lost to had supported, it kind of in a roundabout way, part the terrible partial birth abortion procedure that was just so heinous, where you have a full-term baby and you kill the baby. In my view, it's murder, and it's wrong.
Well, you know, and President Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton both think it's okay. If that's accidentally born alive, just put it to the side and just let it die.
Oh,
you know,
goodness,
and it's like,
I just think that's
they wouldn't
horrible.
Do that to a dog or a kitty cat or anything else, but to a little human being over there, they think that's just fine. It has no rights. It makes absolutely no sense. And it goes back, you know, I've got a son that's a pastor. I think I shared that with you. And he said, Mom, it's your generation. And he's right. It was that sexual revolution that my generation, the hippie era, I was not a hippie, by the way, that came out of it, because I like to wear my makeup. It was out of that hippie era, you know, if it feels good, do it, you know, and make love, not war. But they don't want to be responsible for those choices or that action. And that's what the women with the little pink hats, the nasty women, that's what that's about. That's what abortion is all about, not being responsible in your so-called freedom.
It's just a horrible, horrible thing. And I hope that we have a chance before we're done to talk a little bit about the Constitution, because that Constitution is there for all of us, including those who are not yet born. And I appreciated George W. Bush, President Bush, for his stance on protecting the lives of the unborn, which endeared him to me in a way I'll never forget.
Well, let's talk about that when we come back, because we'll be entering the final segment. This is the fastest hour of the day, John. Did I mention that to you earlier? It's the fastest hour.
Sounds like quick for me.
It is the fastest hour of the day. When we come back, let's talk about our Constitution. You know, I have a love for that and a respect for our founding fathers and the wisdom and the faith in God that they showed. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with John Swallow. We've all been through some trials, and we know we have to put our trust in God, not in man. And we will be right back. Prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC
CTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with John Swallow. We're talking about trusting in God and in our Constitution. That's what we have here in this nation. We're going to go to Tom out of Detroit, Michigan. Tom, how are you today?
Hello. I don't know if you can hear me, but...
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. About the Obamacare, the forcing the American people to buy a product, it occurs to me that it's all part of the unconstitutional income tax, and it seems a lot of the Republicans are ignorant that, you know, they're paying a non-apportioned direct tax that's unconstitutional in the first place, and that's how, in the opinion, they were sloughed together in some kind of a pretended excise. In other words, there is a direct tax, but it's disguised as an excise. And basically people sign a confession when they file their 1040. And then the bureaucracy, like they did to you, you know, they do to me, but they can't take much from me because, you know, there isn't that much.
Well, there wasn't much to take from me either, but just any little bit was going to break me, and they knew that, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, the point is the whole income tax is unconstitutional in the first place. According to the Supreme Court, it's, you know, the 16th Amendment didn't do anything.
Yeah.
That was Brushhaver versus Union Pacific Railroad.
And again, you know, that's a topic for another day that we could talk a whole week on and more, yeah. But it was done in the dark of the night. It was done, well, you know, it's something. But Obamacare or health care, I wish they'd just call it what it really is. It's insurance. It has nothing to do with you having a choice in your care. It's insurance. And so it's not really going to fight how the expense, it's, you know, if you want to cut the health care expense, the care, you're going to have to cut out the middleman, not force the middleman.
I'm saying, The only thing I'm trying to say is we're not going to get anywhere just fighting a symptom. I don't think we're going to get anywhere anyways, actually.
Yeah.
I think, you know, we're too little, too late. So,
well, I hope not. I hope not. We're still farther ahead than our founding fathers were when they started. So I'm going to let you go so I can get John's...
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Tom. Thank you. We want to talk about the Constitution, John. We kind of chased a little rabbit there. Now you kind of know how we feel about income tax. But let's talk about our Constitution some. Are you there, John? Oh, did we lose John?
Oh, I'm back.
Oh, there you are.
On mute. Unintentionally on mute. So, yeah, about Obamacare and the Constitution, what was interesting to me as I sat there and listened was how they were trying to make a non-act, a decision not to buy something, a voluntary putting a person into the stream of commerce. And the Supreme Court did see through that, and there were some good things that came out of that litigation. But back to the Constitution. You know, the thing that saved me, the thing that shocked me was I tried all my life to live a good life. I tried to support the Constitution. I actually ran for politics when I was in my early 30s and was elected to the state legislature because I wanted to defend the Constitution. I went to law school as a young man because I wanted to defend the Constitution. And at the end of the day, it's because I believed in the Constitution. But I found later that I didn't really believe in it through personal experience until I went through this experience. And that's one of the things that I learned, that sometimes we are allowed to have tough experiences because of the things that they teach us, even though it's painful. Even though God loves us and it's painful to us and maybe it changes the course of our lives a little bit, we learn things through our experiences. And what I learned about the Constitution was that my government wanted to convict me. And the FBI wanted to convict me. And the prosecutor, Democrat, wanted to convict me. And, you know, some people say the judge wanted to convict me and wanted to sentence me. But what saved me was Article 3, Section 2, which gave me as an American the right to have a trial by a jury of my peers. The government could not judge me because of the Constitution. I will love and honor and fight with everything I've got for the rest of my life, and I hope my children will as well, because of the miracle of the Constitution. These founding fathers were so experienced and so inspired and so doggedly determined to protect Americans from government. What did Washington say? Government is not eloquence. It is force like a fire. It's a fearful servant and a terrible master or something. He understood. These men understood. And they prepared a contract between the people of this country who established the country and the government that would protect us. And that trial by jury is what saved me. And these wonderful people who I will love the rest of my life, who sat in that courtroom for 4 weeks and listened to no evidence of wrongdoing, had the courage to, when a politician who everyone assumes is corrupt, right? We all assume politicians are corrupt.
Yeah, like a car salesman, a used car salesman.
Right on. They had the integrity to listen, to go into that room, to go through everything for 10 hours, all nine counts that were remaining by the time of the close of trial, and say the government did not meet its burden. John Swallow walked into the courtroom, an innocent man, and he's leaving an innocent man, one of the greatest days of my life. Worse, because until they come and give their decision, you don't really know.
No.
And then the greatest day when I heard nine times the judge say, not guilty. And I credit God, my faith in him, my family, and my Constitution. And I will fight for it. And those who are listening out there, you got to know that when you're fighting for your Constitution, it's got to be personal. And you got to never give up, because we've got to defend our Constitution. And that's what I wanted to say today about the Constitution. It protected me. It saved me. It was inspired. And God bless those people who put it in place. And we've got to defend it. We Americans have got to stand up and defend it, because I don't think we've lost the battle. And I think the worse things get in America, the more Americans are going to stand up and push back. And if you want to know what I'm saying is true, you go stand next to someone in line somewhere, and you give them a little nudge, and you see what they do back if they're an American. They're going to nudge you back. And you push them, they're going to push you back. And if you push Americans, they push back.
That's what we do.
You know what we need to do in this country? And I'm going to say this is crazy, but it's true. We need to have the states back in control. And I believe we can do it if we could somehow get a majority states veto, where 26 states could stand up and say, we don't agree with that law passed by Congress, and we're going to veto it. It's not going to apply to the states. We got to do something to get the power back in the hands of the states, because the federal government was never designed to run us. We are designed to run ourselves. States created the federal government, and the states have got to take the power back. And Judge Roberts, Chief Justice John Roberts, in Obamacare decision, he said the states are sovereign, and sometimes they've got to stand up and act like it.
And we're not.
Take it back. And we're not.
We are not. And you know something. We're out of time. But you know something, John. And this is maybe a topic for another day. Is they're constantly calling us a democracy, and we weren't designed as a democracy. We have some democratic policies, but we are a republic, which gives us the right. The Constitution is our contract between us and the elected officials. We are supposed to be the ones in charge, and if we're not going to act like sovereign individuals and sovereign states, then we're going to get walked over. We're going to get walked over. Shame on us, for sure. And what we're leaving behind for our children, it's on us. Thank you, John, for what you do. I appreciate it.
Thank you. And let me just say this. Everything I've said today is I've said it from my heart to the best of my knowledge, belief, and understanding. So thank you for having me on your show. God bless you. I think you're a great lady, Beth Ann. It was a pleasure and honor to meet you.
Amen. Thank you.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for LLL. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.